The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stepmiller, with you on this Thursday. Already 25 July 2019, folks. More than half of the year gone already. And the Congress critters, I guess, are on break. Mike, did you notice how they kind of avoided the raising the debt ceiling? They just made that last-minute business, passed it in the House, kicked it over to the Senate, and they're out of town for the summer. Well, I hope you Democrats have got your armor on, and I won't say ballistic vest because that would imply somebody in their district is going to shoot them. I do not want any of these people dead. I'd like most of them in jail, thank you very much, but no. There are things and there are things that should be done, and there are things that cannot be done, and that's one of them. It's not a very pleasant thought. Besides, they joined the ball game late. They were called in. They were brought up from a farm club. They were rushed into the locker room. They were suited up. They were put in a dugout. Hey, oh, it's your turn to bat. It's the ninth inning. We got two outs, and it's 10-0. Go get them. And what these people do is they just assimilate. They don't pay attention to the form of government we have, their responsibility as being a representative. They don't do that. They just get into town, and somebody takes them by the arm and says, come here, let me show you how things are done here. Then that's what happens. Now, there have been some that have, I guess, a relative conscience, and they've got high ideals, and they want to get some things done. They're fresh meat right out of the box, man, and they're ready to fry. Here we go. And then they get to Washington. Then if their spirit isn't killed, maybe they might be. If they get too far out of line, you can see how Washington, D.C. deals with outsiders. Can I not hear AOC for the rest of the damn year? Do you realize what's happening with this woman? Yeah, she was picked in sort of a contest, and she was plugged in, and she was fed. That's why she does so lousy when she gets off the teleprompter or literally off script, is because she's a dumbass and shouldn't be anywhere close to Congress. I don't care if she's 29 years old or 159. 120-some years are not going to make this woman any smarter. She is what she is. And it's a choice. But this is what I was thinking about today. Why? And to myself, I must lay a little bit of blame as well. Why do we talk about her so much? This creature, if ignored, I don't want to put a check on her. Let people that claim to be Democrats let them go and vote for people like AOC. Folks, it's going to be a small majority. You've seen what has happened over the last couple of days. Yes, I'm going to have to talk about it. If it weren't so damaging, if it wasn't a symptom of a severely diseased politico system in this country, I'd be rolling on the floor. And I'm referring, of course, to Mr. Mueller. But why give AOC all the attention? Okay, she's ridiculous. All right. Granted. She's young. Yep. She's stupid. Yep. She doesn't have any thoughts of her own, and when she does let her thoughts go and catch up with her lips, she is incredibly stupid. Now, notice I didn't say ignorant. Ignorant is one thing. Stupid is an entirely different matter. You can be ignorant of the facts. You can gather facts and you can set things pretty much to right. But you can't fix stupid. You can't. But why are we pandering so much to her? Why are they giving so much airtime? Folks, as I always remind people, perception. They put the stuff out there. They put the perceptions out there. They roll the opinions right up to your doorstep. They help form people's minds that are ill-informed, but they don't know that. They're so ill-informed they don't know they're ill-informed. That's a problem. And I guess you could throw stupid in there as well. But I would like to think most American people are not stupid. Lazy, maybe. And my God in heaven, why is it that we have one of the lowest voting rates in the world? It's because people gave up on politics. They hold their nose and go, well, that's Washington. It stinks. I'm going to ignore it. And then something happened on the way to the Roman Forum and the Bread and Circuses, one Donald J. Trump. Wow. What else can you say? I'll get around to the Mueller thing later. I was absolutely loving the talking heads. You know, the subset communists in the country parading around as being Americans. As if their opinion is derived from anything other than the depths of their black little souls. Watching them going, holy mackerel, is this Mueller thing a disaster? It's only a 480-page report, folks. Supposedly, here was the man that was on top of everything, and the guy didn't even know what Fusion GPS was. And it went from an intelligence gathering thing into we're going to go on a witch hunt and we're going to jail people. How did that happen? Oh, that's right. Because this man was just picked as a figurehead. Kind of like a hood ornament, you know? What classic car doesn't look good? You know, old classic car. They used to take great pride in making these wonderful hood ornaments. Sometimes they'd be double duty. Sometimes it'd be a little thermostat in there, a little sight glass. Sometimes it'd have wings. Sometimes it'd be very, very pretty. Well, Mueller wasn't pretty. For a 76-year-old man, he's looking a little tired and ragged. But the excuse, are you noticing? Even the conservative Republicans are coming out with, oh my gosh, the Democrats really look bad. Poor Mr. Mueller. He's aged, he's frail, he's this, he's that. And they surmise that he was the figurehead, which indications are that's exactly what it was. Was he running this investigation? Yeah, he was the hood ornament. An ugly one at that. Didn't know what Fusion GPS was? Didn't know that Hillary Clinton paid to get Russians involved, to get dirt on Donald Trump. It was exactly the opposite of what they were saying they wanted to impeach him for. They just hate this guy because he doesn't kowtow. I'll give him this. He flips the middle political finger at these people on a regular basis, and he's not shy about the news. Now, I wonder if good old Donald's figured out why the news is so damn crooked. Maybe he does know, but he's just not letting on. Gee, let's throw that log onto the fire and see if we can burn the White House down. Don't envy the guy. He's on a tight wire. But the sneaking suspicion, it keeps trying to creep into my consciousness, and I keep pushing it out. Because I one day on the air asked the question, what are they going to do about Donald Trump? Now, you saw what the Democrats just did. Committed super coup in front of God and all his people. There's only one way to defeat Donald Trump. Let's have a market crash. Because you cannot go one day in a damn news cycle without somebody touting that Donald Trump has brought back the jobs, the economy is stronger than it's been in 50 years and all. You better watch it, Donnie. Following that line of hypothecation could very well sink you. I do believe that's what they're going to do because, folks, this is a global program. They don't care about who's president for 4 or 8 years or whatever else. The program is moving right along, not as nicely as they want, but the United States is being destroyed as scheduled. Economically, stick a fork in us, we're done. Politically, split right down the middle, baby. And each side rooting for their side, and they want to kill the other side. Okay, game on. They're helping break society down. You're going to love some of the stories I got for you today. Just another day in America. Just another day of, you know, if this is the first time I ever sat down before a microphone and would do the stories I'd normally do, I don't know if I could get through it. How do you talk when your jaw is literally laying on the floor? But folks, we've been dealing with this every day. You've been dealing with it every day. We're sitting here watching a great country. And it still is great. There's something amiss with a few of the inhabitants, so most assuredly, yes. But for all intents and purposes, it's still together. Well, it's getting a little frayed. Little chunks are falling out here and there, you know, through people's windshields and driving down highways in America. You know, I don't have to go through all that. You know the infrastructure problems that we have. But Donald, I'm telling you, man, you know, you're billing yourself as being a dragon slayer, and that little midget called the economy is going to come in and kick your big, tall butt. And this is a globalist operation, what we're seeing in this country right now, being fostered and helped and paid for, and, you know, you get the idea. But Donald's been riding high on this economy. And it's a fake economy. Dow Jones the other day hit record amounts. What does that mean? That means they're buying back their stocks. That's what it means. The corporations, the retail outfits, the car makers, they're laying off tens of thousands of people. Sales are through the floor on, I don't give a damn if it's a hamburger or a Ford. Doesn't matter. The economy is way down. There are still 60 to 70 million people in this country still out of work. So how in the hell can you say that you got the greatest economy in 50 years? You can't, unless you're lying.
or maybe just telling a little white lie to protect people's feelings, okay? To make them feel better about themselves and about their country. Well, I've not seen a lie that's fixed anything yet, have you? That's why I'm saying. This is the one aspect. This is Trump's Achilles heel. We know this economy is fake. We know the jobs reports are fake. They won't even tell us how much money we're actually in debt. Oh, they'll be happy to tell you about the $21, $22 trillion. Yeah. But they're not going to mention the other trillions we've been put on the hook for bailing out the corporations and the banks that screwed us in the first place. Huh? What? You say what? Would you like me to say that slower? Because that is exactly what has happened. Oh, and by the way, we don't even know how much debt there is. Now, we saw the 2008 little bailout, just a little economic glitch, no big deal. Just the banks got a little exuberant, went a little overboard, a little excessive profit taking. Yeah. Yeah. That's like saying an amputated toe, just put a Band-Aid on it, it'll heal and look just fine. Things are not right. And no amount of building it up, and that's the worst thing you can do. If I was Donald Trump right now, I'd be talking a little bit about infusing a little bit more of the truth in his rosy picture of the economy so it doesn't smack the smiling, well-fed, cheering Trump crowd. Now, they've called Donald Trump a liar. Do you think he's been lying about the economy? Democrats want to tax and spend more. So how are they going to do that when the economy goes south? Oh, we just have to borrow more. Yeah, okay, I get the idea. But Donald, you got a big problem. There are those that do not want you to continue for another term. There are those that didn't want you in there, and there's those that still want you out of there right now. The animus and the personal hate is off the scale. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I ran a story here about a couple of enterprising Marines. Ah, that's right, smuggling people. And I made the comment, well, I remember that Marines ad. We're looking for a few good men. Well, you better keep looking because you're going to need some more good men because obviously the men you got aren't that much good. 16 Marines arrested on charges ranging from human smuggling to drugs. More than a dozen U.S. Marines were arrested early today on a variety of accusations I've never seen it written quite like that. Ranging from human smuggling to drug-related offenses. According to officials, the U.S. Marine Corps said in a news release that 16 Marines were arrested during a battalion formation at Camp Pendleton in California. That's a nifty idea. Rather than going to the barracks, line them up and just walk out there and arrest them. Wow! All the members of the 1st Battalion, 5th Marines ranks between the ranks of E2 and E4. And for those out there, The E2, that's pretty much private first class. One stripe, if you remember back then. And an E4 is a corporal, or two stripes. Specialist. I was an E5 when I was in the military. For a short while. Before I really told them how much I really hate your outfit. And I got downgraded. And an Article 15. Oh, I was crushed. At any rate, let's take the break here. We'll open up the phones today, 800-313-9443. Yeah, we'll get around to the Mueller deal here. God, do I have to? What political theater? Jeez, I'd like the Watergate hearings better.
He seemed to be a little bit more legitimate and sincere.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
First Marine Division, and here comes the required statement. First Marine Division is committed to justice and the rule of law and will continue to fully cooperate with Naval Criminal Investigation Service on this matter. Any Marines found to be in connection with these alleged activities will be questioned and handled accordingly with respect to due process. Yeah. They're looking for a new writer for their propaganda, too, I would say. Now, the officials didn't release the names of the arrested Marines and didn't disclose additional details of the alleged offenses. Earlier this month, two Camp Pendleton-based Marines were arrested and accused of transporting illegal immigrants for money, according to a federal complaint. The Marines, Byron Darnell Law II and David Xavier Salazar Quintero, were arrested on July 3rd in East San Diego County, and they face one felony count of seeking monetary compensation for moving. I like the way they word this stuff. Compensation for moving unauthorized immigrants into the country. moving unauthorized immigrants? Yeah, they're looking for a few good men. Well, I wonder if they fully investigate this, how many more good men they're going to need. By the way, I saw this yesterday, since I interviewed Dr. Singleton. I didn't have a chance to get into this. Well, Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey, 66 years old, sitting in a jail cell. How did this ever come about? This financier, facing charges of sex trafficking involving dozens of underage girls. You see, Mike, you notice something about this? They're not saying anything about the underage boys. It's just all underage girls. Nothing to see here. Just move on. Now, he was found unconscious in a Manhattan jail cell with injuries to his neck. He was found by guards sprawled on the floor of a cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center on Wednesday. Some media reported that his face appeared to be blue. Well, that's a change from being red, I guess. The billionaire financier was taken to hospital, the New York Post reported, but it was unclear whether he was taken, where he was taken, or what his condition was. And it wasn't clear how he suffered his injuries. Neither a representative for the correctional center nor Epstein's attorney returned calls or emails from Reuters. Now, he was recently denied bail, a move his lawyer plans to appeal, according to a court notice made public on Tuesday. He was expected to ask the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to overturn a judge's July 18 rejection of his request to remain under house arrest. And, well, no matter how palatial, it's still a jail cell, a $77 million mansion on Manhattan's Upper East Side. Now, he's pleaded not guilty to the charges, and the appeal for bail was expected. His lawyer, Reed Weingarten, did not immediately respond to requests for comment. And the spokesperson for the U.S. Attorney, Jeffrey Berman, in Manhattan, declined to say anything. The charges concerning alleged misconduct from at least 2002 to 2005 were announced more than a decade after Epstein pleaded guilty to state prostitution charges in Florida. Mike, isn't there a statute of limitations on stuff? I think that's what Hillary's doing. She's trying to wait on. But there's no, not for murder or treason, Hillary, sorry. No free pass there. In denying him bail, U.S. District Judge Richard Berman in Manhattan said the government had shown a clear and convincing evidence that Epstein would pose a danger to the community if released pending trial. Well, yeah. But here's the funny thing about this. Now the rumors are starting to circulate that he's going to be sent to a maximum security prison. Now, folks, believe it or not, there is a certain code to criminals, especially when they're all locked up in the same building. One thing they don't like is child molesters. Now, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, Bubba and his mate and the cell. Yeah, I get all that. But child molesters, they really don't like them. They're right up there with cops. Yeah. So they're going to have to lock this guy down, put him in. I thought he was on suicide watch when he was in jail, but evidently the guards are looking the other way, or maybe the guards themselves tried to help him kill himself. I don't know. But will Jeffrey ever make it to trial? He only wants 5 years in prison, folks. He wants to cut a deal. He'll name names. Yeah, let's go for the whole enchilada. We want to know everything that you know, Jeffrey. By the way, in order to do that, you got to stay alive. So, you coward, don't try to kill yourself, and please don't let yourself get murdered.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, the critters have certainly been busy before their break. Reuters put out a story out of Washington. Two Democratic U.S. senators will unveil a bill on Thursday. You know, how many different ways can you shoot yourself if you're a Democrat? I don't know, but they're trying. Two Democratic U.S. senators will unveil a bill today to curb climate change by slapping a fee on oil, natural gas, and coal, and delivering most of the revenues to low- and middle-income Americans, one of the lawmakers said. Now, isn't that nice? There's your socialism. We're going to put a tax on the stuff that you use, and we're going to give it to the people that don't deserve it. Wow! Senator Chris Coons said on Wednesday he and Senator Dianne Feinstein. Now, let me stop here. I have told the story on air many, many times. When Billy Clinton was president, and we thought they were coming for the guns, Dianne Feinstein is met by reporters as she gets off her plane in California. And they start talking the topical political stuff, and all of a sudden, she breaks, and breaks wide. Totally unassociated with anything that was talked about or anything that she was expected to talk about, she talked about, you know, when we tax the American people at 90%, or maybe it won't be that much, maybe it'll only be 80 or 85. Remember me saying that? Well, it's back. Dianne Feinstein will introduce the Climate Action Rebate Act. God, help me. Which aims to generate $2.5 trillion in revenues over the next 10 years starting in 2020. It would rebate, not rebate, like they spent something and you're a good person, so we're going to give you some of it back. It ain't their money. It would rebate 70% of the money to families that make less than $130,000 a year. Huh? What? If you got a family and you can't make it on $130,000 a year, you better find somebody that can work out a budget for you because there's something wrong. You can't make it on $130,000? Oh, well then that must mean you got to leave your apartment in San Francisco. And they'll use the rest for energy infrastructure, job retraining for fossil fuel workers, and research and development. Now, Donald rejects the climate science and has slashed regulations on oil and gas drillers and coal miners. This has made climate a big issue in the race for the 2020 Democrat presidential nomination. Now, although none of the senators running have yet to sign into Coons' carbon tax. Folks, the Democrats are exactly where the rest of the world wants them, afraid to make a move and afraid to open up their mouth for fear that it might cost them in their election bids. Yeah. Now, Coons said he was talking to Senate colleagues from both parties and Democrats running for president to build support. It'll be an uphill battle. Don't you love these nice little terms? An uphill battle. To get enough votes to pass in a Republican-led 100-member chamber. The Green New Deal, a plan to tackle climate change, was backed by left-leaning Democrats, including, oh God, here's the name, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Senator Ed Markey, has grabbed the attention of many environmentalists with an aggressive goal of cutting carbon emissions to net zero by 2030. The wind and solar power companies have criticized it as unrealistic and politically divisive. Why do they say that? Because there's problems with solar farms, folks. There's problems with solar energy. There's all kinds of problems with it. With wind as well. Noticing wind farms you drive by, how many are just sitting there idle? And they're like a great blender. You ever seen one chop up a good sized bird? Ball of feathers and dead bird on the ground. Now you would think the environmentalist, or at least PETA, would be upset about that. I haven't heard too much about it though. But both of these supposedly to supplant nuclear, coal, oil, and natural gas. Guess what's going to do? Now, they're already talking about slapping a tax. This is going to drive the prices up. And again, the Democrats want to just spend all this money and they want to borrow and they want to tax. Well, how are you going to tax people that don't have any money? Oh, that's right. You just borrow it. That's right. You just a little friendly loan, that's all. Now, Coons is being described as a centrist. I don't know exactly what that means. hopes his bill will channel much of the enthusiasm for the Green New Deal into practical solutions. I was going to say something was really off color. I'll spare you. The bill is a serious legislative attempt to take bold vision and turning it into specific, enactable, concrete strategy, he said. The idea of carbon tax, which aims to level the playing field for emissions-free energy, like solar and wind power, by adding costs to fossil fuels, has been embraced by a wide range of economists from conservative to liberals, until the broke Democrats out there figured out they got screwed because it's either I buy food this week or I put gas in my car. Wow. What a visionary platform for 2020. Well, I don't... George Shultz, he's still corporal, isn't he? He's still alive. James Baker, they're both older than dirt, folks. They also support it. Okay. Yeah. What's that mean? George Shultz, I don't think people would recognize you if they saw you now. You've aged quite a bit. And James Baker, same deal. Now, you can bet your bottom buck that George Shultz and James Baker, they're chasing some dollars in this scheme. Stephen O'Hanlon, a spokesman for the Sunrise Movement, a youth coalition that helped put the Green New Deal in the media spotlight. Oh, yeah, it was just a bunch of kids that did that. Said a carbon tax can be part of the solution, but more massive changes are needed to get the energy system off of fossil fuels. The Marist poll this month showed 63% of Americans believe that the Green Deal was a good idea, versus 50% who thought a carbon tax was. And now, are you believing these polls? I'm not. Because even the dense, politically motivated, I want to stay stupid voter out there, they already know. They don't have enough money left over at the end of the month. So when you have all these politicians, oh, well, we'll still give you free stuff. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We'll tax. There's not going to be enough to tax. They're going to have to borrow. And you saw how the little slimy sons of guns handled it today. They're taking a break. Mike, can you find out if they voted on the budget? Supposedly they were going to do it today before they got out of town. And if they did get this through the Senate, that just tells you what character these people are really all about. They have none. Any politician serious about passing climate action on the scale we need has got to take note of the support for far more aggressive action. Last year, by the way, Coons introduced a carbon tax bill. The Republican Senator Jeff Flake, who has since retired. Gee, I wonder why he's since retired. The voters retired him. They didn't want the Flake around anymore. Now, a companion carbon tax bill will be introduced in the Democrat-led House of Representatives today. Wow. Folks, this world's got enough oil. Remember when they told us how many years ago? 7, 8 years ago? Oh, peak oil. Oh, the reserves are down. The earth doesn't have any more oil. And then we learn that the earth is constantly making more oil. And that Dino the dinosaur wasn't the big reason why we got all these pools of the black gold hiding under the surface of this planet. Also, something that's still a plenty, let's not use that. Let's bring in a system that's more costly, and then we're going to penalize you if you even think about burning a lump of coal. You think about using natural gas, you think about using oil or anything else to generate electricity. Now, folks, honestly, where's the oil companies in all this? How are they going to fare? Have they made their move into the renewable energy markets yet? Because they abandoned the oil market, that's going to be bad for people that have millions and millions and millions of cars and trucks. Not going to be a good day for them. Okay, Mike, how much trouble am I going to get in playing this clip? Oh, it's a CNN report. God, I haven't done communist news in quite a while. Anybody but Jake Tapper, who... Oh, this is Claire Foran from CNN. Okay, I don't know that communist. Okay. Mike, am I potted up? Thank you.
I switched to Geico and saved hundreds.
Of course you did. And I can't play anything anymore without getting 19 ads. Oh, boy.
Leaders projecting confidence that a two-year budget deal will have enough votes to pass. But some lawmakers are holding their breath that President Trump will stay behind it.
We always hold our breath until something gets signed into law.
Trump tweeting Monday night that the bipartisan plan had no poison pills and was a real compromise in order to give another big victory to our great military and vets. But there was no mention of it in his rambling speech today at a conservative teen conference. The president's social media endorsement aimed at easing some concerns on Capitol Hill that he might back away from the deal at the last minute.
I think it's a deal that we'll get through. It isn't everything we hoped for, but it got through the debt ceiling.
The deal pushes off another fight over the budget and debt until after the 2020 election and authorizes $1.37 trillion in spending each year for the next 2 years. Republicans touting the $45 billion increase in military spending.
From a military point of view, it's much needed. It's the best I think we could do.
And Democrats satisfied with the $56 billion in non-defense spending increases. But nothing in the deal addresses the federal deficit, which is nearing $1 trillion.
Cutting spending around here is like going to heaven. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody's quite ready to take the trip.
John Kennedy. Now, this guy's been cropping up lately. Just a good old boy.
With the increased spending and ballooning deficit are already rejecting the compromise.
Do you like it? Are you going to vote for it?
I like it.
Well, so how are we going to fund the tax and spend people? How are we going to keep them happy? Folks, the whole damn Congress needs to go bye-byes. It honest to God does. They are out of control. They have lost control. And I guess they figure they're so far over the hill, it doesn't matter. Now, we'll see what the Senate does today. It's pretty late in the day, Mike. It's pretty late in the day. What's that? Well, when the hell is the Senate? I thought these guys were taking off for the summer. When are they actually breaking? When's their summer break? Now, what these wonderful magicians have done is they've suspended the debt limit till July of 2021. 2 years. A $1.37 trillion budget agreement for the first year with $738 billion for defense spending. out of that 1.37.
Really? Boy, that doesn't leave a whole lot left in the cookie jar to pay for all your entitlement programs, to fund all the stuff that the government is actively engaged in, which 90% of it they shouldn't be. But $738 billion out of $1.37 trillion. Okay. And that's needed for the military because they make it sound like we're in a world war. We need more planes and tanks and munitions and guns and all that good stuff. After the House voted to pass the budget and the debt limit deal, Representative Thomas Massie, Republican out of Kentucky, took to the floor in protest, offering an amendment to change the title of the bill to "A Bill to Kick the Can Down the Road for and for Other Purposes." God.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Take down, everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down, you busted. Shake down, break down, just about the time you think that it's all right. Break down, take down, you busted. Shake down, break down, just about the time you think that it's all right.
86% in the second quarter as the automaker continues to spend billions to restructure its global business. Expenses related of course, this is the corporate line here. Bear with me. Restructure its global business expenses related to the production of the new Ford Explorer temporarily hurt the bottom line. Ford Motor Company out of Dearborn said Wednesday its annual profits would be lower than analysts expected as the company's second quarter profits slid 86%, and they're saying it's just due to the automaker's ongoing global restructuring. Now, the automaker's income will likely continue to take hits through the remainder of 2019, and I can tell you it ain't because of just their restructuring deal, folks. As the automaker moves to cut costs and reform unprofitable pieces of its global business, the situation could make contract negotiations with the United Auto Workers contentious. Yeah, I would say so. The idiots have been running the UAW for a number of years, have done nothing but run the companies, supposedly, that they represent their workers work in. They've been doing nothing but pretty much running it into the ground. Now, according to Tim Stone, their chief financial officer, and take this with a grain of salt, Ford is making strong progress right-sizing its problem European and South American business, said CEO Jim Hackett and the chief financial officer Tim Stone. The short-term hits to earnings will pay out later when the company reports stronger earnings over the long term following its global restructuring, according to the executives. There's a lot of good news in this year of execution. God, I would have chose a better word. Your shareholders, they didn't like the prices of their stock before this announcement, and you guys are using the term execution? Come on. They said we are improving fitness. Now, in automotive terms, folks, I have no idea what the heck that means, and I've been around the automotive business for a number of years. We are improving fitness. You know, if that's all you got to say, why say that? Because on top of the story, 86% of your profits? You're going into dumpster? Well, they need a new PR guy. Now, they said they'd spend $11 billion to restructure the global business over the next couple of years. It'd spend roughly $3.5 billion of that in 2019 as a global move gets underway. $1.2 billion in expenses was incurred in the second quarter, which means the second half of the year will see more dents to earnings. Ford made $148 million in the second quarter. Profits were down 54%. For the first half of the year. I won't bore you with the rest of this stuff, except to say Ford ain't selling enough damn vehicles. And this stuff, restructuring and all that other stuff, that again goes back to the shrinking market buying their cars. Just like there's a shrinking market buying anybody's cars. Some are getting hit worse than others. Some are getting hurt worse than others. But... it's a systemic problem across the board, and I don't care if you're selling hamburgers or Ford Motor cars. Oh, and by the way, they're going to be investing a lot of money into the new electric vehicles. Yeah, that's what I call leading the way, Detroit. Right in the dumpster. Thank you very much. Second hour coming up with your calls, 800-313-9443.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.